Welcome
back
to the Beef Stew,
episode 72. We're recording on Sunday.
Can you give us a countdown?
We got a lot to talk about. Chris, would you rather lose the ability to walk or lose the ability...
Don't miss a mo-
Or lose your significant other forever?
Ability to walk or lose my significant other?
Yes.
Never mind.
No answer.
Does your pee-pee still work? I'm just kidding. No, I'd rather, if I couldn't walk, I'd blow my brains out.
All right.
What would it take for you to kill yourself? Like what, though, for real? Like, what would you have to not have work for you to want to just blow your brains out and end your suffering?
My brain.
What?
My brain.
So if your brain, something that would actually allow you to kill yourself.
My heart.
I saw this thing where this guy
had
a disabled son, and he would masturbate his disabled son in the bathtub.
Okay. You can't.
That's not our song, sorry.
Damn it. Hey guys, welcome back to the Stew. Good boy,
still going.
You're learning. How was your week, Chris? What's your updates this week?
So a lot of my stuff got canceled because of the coronavirus.
You want to jump into that already? Is there anything else happened that you want to talk about?
I got a suit.
You got a suit?
Yeah.
What color?
$130. It was navy blue. I got one from Amazon at first. I was like, oh shit, I'm going to have to hem these pants because it said the length was 42. I don't know what they're talking about, but they do not know how to measure in inches
Amazon,
or centimeters.
Amazon's clothing sucks. For big boys like us, at least.
Well, no, because I got a jacket that fit just fine. It was a 2X.
Look, I like my sweaters big because I'm big. I like.
Well,
a little...
mine was like bigger too, but like the suit was like way off.
I like a little extra love, like a little extra room for the, just.
Why are you touching your hands like that?
Like this?
I'm a little.
I don't know. I'm thinking of the material. Like I want some wiggle room, right? So I like my sweaters to be 3XL.
Damn.
Yeah. It's
like you a want blanket. That much room?
It's like a blanket when I wear it.
Everyone just at home, he probably wears normally if he wanted to look good at just a 2X.
Yes.
So he's wearing a fucking turban.
Turban?
I'm just kidding. What's blanket. It called?
A blanket?
No, those things called that you wear to cover your body so your husband can't see your forehead.
Yeah, a turban.
Burka.
Burka?
He wears a burka.
It's not my lane, so I don't know.
That'll count.
So I tried to get a turtleneck one time, and I got a 2X because that's all they had. They don't like big boys like me to have a little extra room. So I got it, and that bitch was like... That was like a large. So I think what happens is like a lot of these Chinese companies make these clothes and sell them on Amazon, and they usually have their sizings like way smaller than American sizing because we're bigger over here.
Or I'm a fucking idiot and didn't convert inches to centimeters. So I bet the 36, 32 in centimeters is what they said. So.
Oh, so you think it was just your fault?
Yeah.
Well. News time. I love how that's how you titled it.
Yeah. So we got a lot of corona news, everybody.
So you mentioned earlier that your school closed down.
We're all gonna fucking die. Dude, it's turning into The Last of Us out there, apparently.
I still think people are overreacting.
What's your camp? Are you in the everyone's gonna die, this is the human killer, or this ain't nothing, who cares?
Well, I think my perspective has changed a little bit since we last recorded. Last time I said, I don't think everyone's going to get it, but I think a lot of people are going to get it. And like you said, just not notice it because it's not that severe. Like, a lot of people who have had it just say it's like kind of a severe sore throat.
You ready for some facts?
Yeah, let's hear it.
It's a respiratory disease. That's why anyone who's overweight, diabetic, or has any kind of blood pressure or heart problems is more at risk. That's why older people are.
Oh, that's so. That's good to hear.
Yeah. So, this disease, I bet a lot of people already have it and don't realize. Because if you don't have those problems, you're just going to get flu-like symptoms. And some people are asymptomatic, which is why people consider it to be more dangerous than the flu, is because you could be a carrier and never realize. And it also has a delayed reaction. So when you get it, they say, from what I've read, it takes about 5 to 8 days before it actually starts to show you any symptoms.
I thought it was 2 weeks.
They shorten that.
Oh, based on averages. Sooner. Okay.
Well, which that good. May go down even further, but... So,
as the virus matures, we mature with it.
And also, yeah, a lot of stuff's been closing. My school closed, and we know nothing
for the further. Rest of the semester.
Yeah, the rest of the semester.
And this is your last semester.
Yeah, Thursday was my last day of all schooling.
Forever!
Yeah, I'm done.
Well, you still have online classes.
Yeah, but like, just I only have two.
To school anymore.
Yeah, I don't go. So I've got three online classes. So I had 5 classes total. 3 are online. 2 of them, I don't think they're going to be continuing any further.
Wow.
And
that's not normal for it's not normal for other Indiana schools.
No, and the online, like, so the classes, they didn't start online. Like, they were all physical, but 3 of them are able to be completed online, but like half the material is now cut. So I'm only having to do like half the work from home.
And we're recording this the Sunday before this episode comes out. So a lot of things I imagine are going to come out this week and change.
Not for the better, though. I feel like a lot of shit's about to get worse. So I think
it's going to get worse.
I think other schools will start to close.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all schools have pretty much closed. And, like, workplaces are starting to compensate for that. Like,
did we jump the gun?
Kids.
Yes, we did jump the gun. But everybody else is going to get on this gun.
Do you think it's good to be prepared like that, though?
No. I think it's good to play it safe. Because if this does blow over and we're not going to have this issue, there's no getting those kids back on campus.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of kids stay on campus, little known fact, that way they can graduate.
Yeah.
And you do the ceremony. But because that's a lot of the reason a lot of kids left is because in that email they said, we do not know about commencement at this time. We will have a future date.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're not going to have commencement because now everyone's gone back home. So I'm not buying a cap and gown. And if they do end up having it, they waited too long, they weren't secure with me, I'm out.
You're not going to commencement?
No. Oh. I just want my diploma. Okay. I hate school. School sucks.
Me too.
It's only a requirement so I can get better pay for where I go. There's nothing fun about it. They're sucking your money. They suck.
Yeah.
I feel like a fool for attending college, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Fuck them.
Yeah, I don't want to give them any more money.
Yeah.
School is like the country.
You know what? Yeah, that's a good point. They're doing this little gimmick, so you spend more money to give to them.
You want to hear something?
Do you have to pay for tickets to come?
No, but you have to pay for the cap and gown. But you have to take the time. Like, I'd have to take a day off. Also, but the cap and gown's a rental. So what they were thinking is delaying it. So if I rented it, I'd have to give it back and then pay again.
Well, you were asking me if you could wear mine, too.
Yeah. But here's the thing.
Which you could if you need to.
I see school like I see this country. I like the people in it, but I don't like who runs it.
Mm.
So, wow. And that's to everyone.
That's very bold of you.
I feel like, I'll give you a little story. It's called USPS. So I order shit online.
Yeah.
And I ordered something. And I ordered a book. This was
a book. What book?
The one that you have right now.
What book is that?
It's Dragon Ball Z manga. But here, what it was isn't
okay
very material.
To call him a scum fuck.
It's really not material at all. What's important is they sent it to the wrong house, right? And to find out they sent it to the wrong house, because it said it was delivered. And I was like, oh shit, let's go. But then I look, it was not delivered. What a bunch of liars. So I call USPS, which is just some like call center in who the fuck knows what country. And I'm like, okay, for the USPS, it's some random call center, not anything local, of course. So I'm like, yeah, I didn't get my package. And before I have to do a claim on Amazon, I was just seeing if we could locate that. Which, by the way, if it wasn't Amazon, some places do no returns. So I would have just been done. And they were like, we'll put a case, stick it in, but we don't charge you for it. We'll just try to figure out where it is so you can go there and get it. So they were going to see it, what house it was at, and make me go get it from that person's house. And they said, we'll put it a ticket. It could take 2 to 3 weeks. Like, 2 to 3 weeks. And I end up getting like shitty, and I'm like, you know what, just like, what's the number for the blank blank where I live USPS? And she was like, she's like, what city? And I'm like, blank. She's like, what state? I'm like, Indiana. And she's like, no, what state? I'm like, happiness, bitch. I said fucking Indiana. And she's like, well, what country are you in? Like, what do you mean, what fucking country? This is USPS. What are you, stupid? And she's getting sassy with me. I'm like, I want to slap you in the face. What pisses me off, and the moral of the story, is people like that and the PMV people, they can be as mean as fucking possible and not get shit done. But because they work for the government, they have no one to answer to. So they can suck my ass. I hate paying taxes for shit like that. They suck. And then we have potholes everywhere in the city. But you know what we could spend our money on? Political ads. Yeah, let's do it.
Are you done?
I hate the government. The government sucks.
We're talking about school being closed.
School, man, I paid a lot of money for this school, and they're just wanting to close it. And this is a state thing. So now it's like one of those things where it's 250 people or less. So that's, if it wasn't a month, I'd get, but like two even weeks. I don't know. I'm fine with not getting sick, but reimburse me, please. Save my wallet. I've spent a lot of money going to this stupid, shitty school.
And you're going to keep spending money for a
lot
of years to come.
Yes, I will. I'll be paying off these loans. I tell you what, boy.
I'm still paying mine.
And they're like, well, you'll get, well, you know, most people get a job. 90% of students get a job in their area. No, bullshit. No, no. What magic school are they going to? You know, this job I'm about to have, the only reason I got it is because of my experience. Like the degree, I'm getting it before the degree. They didn't really care about that. So if I didn't have that experience, which no one that goes to Ball State I've met has any experience doing anything, they're going to be screwed. They're going to be doing a job like any basic thing that you could get without a degree for years.
True.
And then I had one professor that was like, well, I hope you guys make 60K when you're out of here. I'm like, pfft.
I almost landed like an IT-esque job.
How much were you going to make, do you know? How much were you going to ask for?
I mean, I was going to ask for a 60.
Yeah. 60K? How much do you make now a year?
Not that.
That's what I'm saying. If you get a better job. Wait, what are you talking about? Are you talking about applying for something new? Because Alec finally got back from...
Yeah, that job.
That job?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, dude, that's like a...
I said an IT-esque job.
Okay. I'd ask for 60K if we're going to do something that...
I don't think they pay that much.
I think they... Why would they not?
Well, I talked to somebody else who used to work there, and he said he did not make that much. He didn't even make that much now. Like, 60 is quite a bit. For us.
It's true. I was peeved.
That's like a senior kind of level. I'd probably be making about 40.
We wanted to talk about this corona graph. Do you think... I will keep us busy for a minute.
That's what I was trying to get
to. Can you pull that up? Unless you already have it? Yeah, pull it up. You're goofing with TikToks.
Spoilers.
He wants to do TikToks today, so that's all he can pull up.
Don't spoil my show. I thought you said you're gonna keep him busy.
I will keep him busy. So I we got copyrighted on the Sarah McLachlan thing. So I'm not gonna play it, but Sarah McLachlan sounds pretty cute when she's like when she's a man. I like pitched her down and she was cute. Okay, he's got the graph. Let's move on from that. You gonna show it?
Can you give me a fucking second?
Show it. Or I'm gonna... You better show it, or I'm gonna stop washing my hands, mouth kiss people with corona, and come give it to you.
There.
Call it bio-warfare.
This is what we want to talk about. Flattening the curve. What do you think about this, Chris?
So, I'll just explain what this is to anyone who doesn't understand it. Because I honestly would not have understood it if I wasn't explained. So, right now, with everything closing and the 250 rule and the state of emergency... That's the blue one.
The protective measures.
And the red one is what would happen if we did none of that.
Which is what is happening in Italy right now.
Yes. So whether or not you think this is serious or not doesn't really matter, because either way you'd get one of these two options. So if we didn't take it seriously and didn't care, I think fatality rates would pretty much stay the same. Number of cases. So what this is saying is if we didn't take any predicted measures, we would have a lot more cases because nobody would be, you know, distancing themselves, being more clean, I guess, in general, and made aware of it. So all of a sudden, we'd have this huge spike of people coming into the healthcare system and notice how it's over that line.
Yeah, that's the biggest overwhelm. Thing we want to pay attention to. Because like, yeah. That's what's happening in Italy. They're turning away people because their hospitals are full.
But, so there's pros and cons to both.
And that's what happened in China, but they built two extra hospitals in the span of a week.
But here's the thing with both. You'd overwhelm the healthcare system. The positive to that graph, though, is the amount of time that you'd be dealing with the disease would be in half.
Less, yeah.
So, but with this protective measure, we're going to be dealing with this disease for a long time. I'd say we are not in the most severe part yet, though.
No.
Like, we're close to
the peak.
Like, do you see where that end is in sense?
We're probably right about
right there.
Here.
It's about to get worse, but
maybe even down here.
So, yeah, we're close. Like we've gotten a decent amount, but like this isn't for people who think this is going to go away next month. It's not.
No,
it's going to be probably a June, July.
Yeah, mid year.
Yeah, it's going to slow down though, and I think July will be the last month you pretty much hear about it, and it's going to be like people who were like finally recovering.
Mm-hmm.
But like Italy and China, they're already seeing like people recover, but yeah, that's not how we're
China,
taking it.
China's on their way down.
We're doing more protective measures, so we're going to be dealing with this a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Unless this disease sparks an even worse disease. Also, we don't know all the symptoms yet because, again, this is a dormant disease. Not everyone's catching it. So we could see another spike.
People seem to be more worried about, well, not more worried, but also equally worried about the economy, too. It's like stocks are crashing, stock market's crashing.
So yeah, that was one thing. We put $500 billion into the Dow in banking industry. So like mortgage rates wouldn't go way up.
And I saw like millennials complaining about their student loans and shit like that. I was like, they're not going to...
I think Donald Trump, I could be wrong, but I think he in his speech said something about not paying interest for these next few months on the government loans.
Yeah, on mortgage stuff.
Oh.
So like I heard about that because I kind of work with a little bit with mortgages, but they're saying they might be just, since the economy is crashing right now, they might just be forgiving like a month or two of mortgage payments.
To be fair, it would be $100 billion to end student debt. Like, but that's the thing though, you'd be just paying off what exists now. People would still be getting loans and that would be going up again.
Yeah.
I think what people are upset with that is like, how do we pull this out of nowhere? But like when you try to get that, which is five times less, why is that like seen as impossible? So I don't think it's impossible. I just think where you get it is like, it's hard to get it. Just the same with this, like this $500 billion, I don't think he pulled it out of nowhere. I think we're going to feel the effects of that. I just don't think either one's like that good of an idea.
Yep.
Hey,
maybe it was good that we have a president that's gone into bankruptcy a few times.
All I can say is it's a good thing we've already all filed our taxes.
Yeah.
Because next year you're going to have probably no tax return.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Which happens. I mean, that's the thing. Both presidents, Obama and Trump, took away from the pandemic fund, so.
Okay, let's get off politics. We've been talking too much about politics. It's depressing and boring.
I love how you didn't switch the screen, so we're still on this graph.
Let's get off politics. It's boring.
So you have shitty TikToks for us to look at. Oh, yeah. No, we need to talk about games, right?
Yeah, we need to talk about games and
so,
movies real quick.
A few things.
Movies have been postponed. Have we talked about that?
Yes. Well, no, we haven't talked about it, but like that's one of the things I wanted to talk about. Let me get there.
Let's talk.
So I almost called it 007. James Bond, No Time to Die, has been delayed, so it's Fast 9.
The Quiet Place 2.
I bet Wonder Woman's going to get delayed. What else?
Quiet Place 2.
Yeah, I know Quiet Place 2. Yeah, I heard you, idiot.
Do you think they're going to be delaying putting out movies? Like Star Wars is supposed to come out soon?
Oh, DVD?
Yeah.
No. Releases? I mean, maybe a physical release, but you'll get that digital.
Oh, of course.
Well, no, that doesn't have anything to do with it. It's the
they
movie
better
theater.
Not delay game releases.
It's the movie theaters. That's the thing. I don't think game releases will be...
like physical.
Physical, yeah, maybe, but you'll get your digital copy. But the thing with that is...
Animal Crossing, physical.
But, okay, so let's take Animal Crossing, for example, because that's coming out next week.
If by the way, time this episode comes out, it'll be out.
So here's the thing. I think if that was going to get delayed, it'd already be delayed.
You know, I might take a vacation day on that day.
Why would you say that?
Why not?
Okay.
I have vacation time.
Oh, vacation day. Okay, yeah. I thought you meant like sick time.
No, I'm not. I don't do that.
Okay. So.
I don't do that, Chris. Chris, I don't do that. All right? I'm not filth. I don't use sick time as a day off.
Let's take Animal Crossing, for example. They're not going to delay that game because, like, you can have a packed GameStop, but, like, you'll have that packed to, like, maybe 30 people most, and you'll be in and out because you're just getting a game. A movie would get delayed, though, because the theater's the issue. Because then you're in there for, like, an hour at the shortest, 2 hours to 3 hours at most. So, and that's, like, 250 people. Like, so if there's 50 a theater, yeah, you're running into 250 if it's a packed theater. And the other issue is China. So China is half of almost every movie's market. And when you can't release to them, that's the problem. Like James Bond.
Have any movies come out since Corona?
Not that I'm aware of. Not any big ones.
I could have swore I saw them.
They were supposed to at this time. Like James Bond was supposed to come out. And so was Fast and the Furious.
Nobody cares about that.
People do care about those movies. I do not. But people do.
Movie's garbage.
But I think Wonder Woman's getting delayed. I just don't think games...
Sonic.
Sonic. Wait, what?
Sonic came out.
Yeah, but that was before. That was in February 14th. So that was before this like started closing thing.
It was happening in China.
That's true. But what's crazy, though, is that still made like a lot of money over there, too. So China's like recovering. So they didn't... They're probably opening things back up. But America's about to close things down.
Mm-hmm.
So until both are back up, you probably won't see too much.
What are you going to do on your quarantine time? We're not supposed to be talking about this.
Well, I was trying to get to the game, and you just kept blabbing your jums.
That's the biggest thing happening right now.
Okay, yeah, I know. It's hard not to talk about the coronavirus. So
don't patronize me.
Look, I think Wonder Woman's going to... I've said that like a million times. Yes. 'Cause you keep distracting me. You won't shut your fat face.
Face.
Pluck those beard hairs for me, would you?
I shaved this morning. I did. Got a pimple on my chin.
What I do in my quarantine time?
Yes. You're going to play Uncharted. Let's face it. You're just going to sit on your fucking ass and play Uncharted.
If I get all my schoolwork done, no, I'll probably play Animal Crossing.
Dude, that's something we didn't talk about.
What?
Call of Duty has a new game mode right now.
It's like we're almost getting there, and you're like, dude, so what socks are you wearing right now? Yeah, Call of Duty got a new game mode. It's really fun. I wish I was doing that right now.
We're going to do it later. I had coffee.
We can tell. I wish I was playing that right now, but, you know, that's not how the day goes for us today.
I've been playing all week with this, but you probably had to hang out with a girlfriend or something.
Yeah. So don't come at me, brother.
I'm coming at you. It's time to tell her no, Chris. Stand your ground.
You know?
Yeah.
Not every day I hang out with her, but...
Most days.
But, like, Call of Duty is hard to jump into. But this changes my mind, because this just came out, though.
Yeah. So it'll probably die down in a couple weeks.
But that's the thing. Call of Duty, I was close to almost taking it off my PS4, because it's taking up a lot of room.
Yeah.
And after this dies down, it's done for me.
Okay. That's fair.
Unless Modern Warfare 2 is the next remaster game this fall, but I doubt it.
I won't get that.
As far as other news...
I got Cities Skylines.
That's breaking news.
On the Switch, because it's $10 right now. That's 40% off.
Dude, what a deal.
Yeah,
more like a steal.
Yeah,
from the city skylines. Yes. So,
you want to know what I named my city?
What?
Coolsville. With a K and a Z.
Wait, like cool, like the cigarettes, or the
Coolsville? Yeah, actually. but with a Z at the end.
Skullville. It's a pepper city.
It's called mint.
Look.
Menthol.
Menthol. Menstalls.
What's our last topic? Miscellaneous?
Yeah, I guess it's your TikToks. What time are we at?
TikToks?
Is it time?
We're at 26, so yeah, we can definitely take it to TikToks. All right, guys. I've got a few videos.
The TikTok time.
I wanted to start with something that reminds me of Chris when he comes to look at my dogs. When he comes over and how he treats my dogs. So I hope you enjoy.
This is an experiment to prove that dogs really don't understand what you're saying. They just go off your emotion and your face. See, I can come over to Mr. Ben here, and you see he's doing very well. Tail's wagging, he's nice and happy. But if I turn around and I start telling him just how much I love him, you are the cutest thing in the entire world. I love you more than anything. You see? Nothing. But if I turn around and go, "Hi, stupid, I fucking hate you. I hope you die in a fire. Yes, yes, I do. I hope someone shoots you in your fucking face." He's fine.
How do you think about that, Chris?
I think I've seen Penn and Teller talk about that, where he's like, "I love you, dog." Dude, I'll yell at your dogs, man.
You yelled at Sirius last time, and I think it made Sirius think about his life a little more.
I wasn't even mad at him, though. That's the thing. I just thought it'd be I just thought it'd be funny, right?
We have to put him in the cage, because if he sees like the slightest movement outside, he'll go AWOL.
Which usually I'm just like, I'm a little annoyed by it, but like, whatever.
I mean, he's a dog.
But
that's what dogs do.
But Alec was like, "Why don't you put him in the cage?" I was like, "Oh, okay." So like, I'm there.
My mistake.
He just wouldn't get in the cage. And I was about to be like, you know what? Let's just let him sit, because like, he just seems to be asleep anyways.
Chris used a superpower.
But I was like,
"Fucking
dude, I can be loud." I was like, "Get in the cage now!" And he like got scared.
Blood curdling scream.
I can turn that on too. I never yell like that, besides unless it's like a funny moment like that.
What do you think about this guy?
Hi, everyone. I want to say that y'all are just losers. Those who suggest I have a boyfriend or girlfriend or have children.
Dude, his lips look like my lips.
It does. It kind of looks like you if you've lost, you know,
respect
and hair.
A little
bit of your brain and your hair.
Who I'm not even dating. And you see, I...
Can you take a look at his name?
His teeth are in a civil war. Right? Because they're all in the same union in his big gullet. But, like, they don't know if they want slaves or not. So, like, some of the teeth, like, are like, "I want our, you know, like, cavities filled. Get over here." So they're on the left side. Mm-hmm. But on his other side of his big fat mouth, he's got a bunch of more teeth. Do you see that gap? Like, what do you think he does with that gap? Do you think he squirts people with his, like, saliva? He's like... Like, hits you like a cobra?
You're not... I don't fucking know what you're talking about.
Let's play more of this video.
You see his name, though? Original Gangster. But his tag name is Internet God 345.
Here's my question. Do you think he's real?
Yes.
Do you think he's being serious?
Yes.
This is what you got TikTok for?
Yes.
Gotcha.
I don't even have any motherfucking money. Because I'm a motherfucking diabetic. Because y'all just don't got no life. And this is what
he's
I'm
a diabetic
saying.
Because we don't got
this
no
sounds
life.
Sounds like one of your characters.
It does.
You go up on a rant, you do that.
See, that's why I'm like, I don't know if this is real.
I think, yeah. You want to take a look at his other videos?
No.
Okay.
Let's finish this one.
You say get a life, I tell you, you're not even my type, so why don't you do it? It's who we are.
I did that today, didn't I? Well, I was like, the government, I'm like, or no, it was the 60K, whatever. I was
do
like,
you think this is an AU, Chris?
AU?
Like if something bad happened to you?
Alternate universe?
Yeah, like if you sustained some serious head injury.
This is like if I couldn't find friends in high school.
That,
like if I was really
that's,
alone.
That's what it would take to turn you into this?
Dude, I was close to having like no friend. Like if I didn't know you guys in pilot, it'd be over.
Do you think he has Sonic the Hedgehog figures he plays
of
with?
Of course he has Sonic the fig. Dude, his room looks like my room.
This is your twin that you keep in the closet. He got a TikTok.
I'm in his closet, bro. He's more active, dude. He's scarier than me. I'd be like, get in the closet. I'd be like, me in the closet. I'd be like, okay, I'm getting in there.
So you see, y'all suck, I rock. So don't fuck with the V. Don't fuck with the internet guy, motherfucker. Fuck you all.
Can you give me a pff?
Camera's fucked for the
rest. Just line it up with the mark. That is not right.
That's right enough.
Chris. Alright, this is our life now. I can't fucking reach. Jesus. Fucking.
Does my ass stink?
Boots with the fur over here.
Look at that. Look at this. Dude. Speaking of the coronavirus, dude, people are buying toilet paper out of the wazoo. Have you been able to find
any? I've never been so happy that I have a bidet.
How are we going to wipe our ass?
Let me clarify. Usually, before I had a bidet, I would buy toilet paper every month, right? Like a normal person. Since having a bidet, I buy toilet paper maybe once every 3 or 4 months. Not joking.
No, it's understandable.
I am good.
People, have you been to the grocery store at all recently?
No.
Next time you pop in there, go to the toilet paper aisle and just see how much of a fucking ghost town that
is. I'm seeing it all over online.
It's not necessary. It is not necessary.
Yeah, calm down, people.
Like, the truck's still going to get paper? There. I don't know.
Why not cleaning supplies or food?
Canned food. See, I thought like raviolis or whatever these canned like Chef Boyardee things would be gone.
Now, Kate did go to the grocery for us, mm-hmm. and she got us some canned food, like some.
Yeah, but there's tons of it. But toilet paper.
She went to Aldi, mm-hmm. and they were limiting people to 4 cans a person.
That's because this virus isn't going to affect transit, guys.
Right.
Like, okay, so. Again, this is crowded areas that's closing down. Like a truck going to the grocery store, even a grocery store is really not going to close down. Because I guess maybe that's the fear is like 250 people, if that's the limit and everything's closing down, you won't be able to get to the grocery store. I don't think they're going to close the grocery store down. And even if what would happen is they'd be like, they'd limit how many people can be in there. You'll just have to go to some other store.
Yeah.
So,
again, all of this will probably be irrelevant next week.
What I think grocery stores will do to limit that is just to have extended hours. So if your grocery store closes at 10, if they're trying to avoid this 250 rule, because if you limit how many people are going to come in, you're just going to create a line and you're going to defeat the purpose. But if you extend your hours, more people are going to come in at these weird-ass hours, right? Because I don't think shortening the hours it's going to make it way worse. If you like are a grocery store and you're open until 10, you're like, I'm going to close at 8 because of this virus. That's going to make the shit way worse.
Mm-hmm.
Because people won't, they'll all come in at the same time.
It also doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So you really got to, if you're trying to avoid this, the best is to extend your hours and encourage people come in at later times.
We should call in Mason.
He
works at a grocery store.
Yeah, but I don't know if they've talked to anybody about that there.
Well, I mean, he's experiencing it. He could tell us what it's like.
Yeah.
Being an employee of a grocery store at this time.
Yeah. I just don't think there's mass panic. Literally, the only thing I've seen really run out is fucking toilet paper for some reason.
Yeah. You want me to call him or no?
No.
Okay.
Because we're about done here.
Maybe next time.
We'll talk to him about his coronavirus because Mason has it.
All right, guys. We have... Look at my mustache right now.
Yeah, no, this is the camera. That's what I needed to do this whole time.
What?
Change the camera angle.
Oh, do you think it's better?
Did you have another video?
Yes, I have one more video for us to watch.
We'll get this video and we'll be done.
This reminds me of a friend of ours.
Fucking wiggle around a little bit. Over a lot. Puppy like.
Does that sound like somebody we know?
What?
Does it?
Remind me of Avery.
Oh, because they're... Go ahead.
Yeah. Are you Poppy?
I'm Poppy.
We're all Poppy. You're Poppy. I'm Poppy. He's Poppy.
What?
I don't have thoughts.
It looks like Lil Dicky.
You know, this is kind of why I'm thankful I was in a relationship through college.
Because you'd have to do this.
Or I didn't have to interact with people like this.
You'd have to be the... You'd either be like, Poppy or the guy in the suit.
Yeah, this is common for people in their 20s, I feel, right now.
I'd want to be the guy in the suit interviewing Poppy.
Me too. I think you would definitely be the guy in the suit. Let's finish the video.
I wouldn't hate to be
I have
Poppy.
Thoughts. I don't have opinions. I don't know about metaphysics. You ever been to Santa Barbara?
No, I haven't.
Bro, you gotta come out there, bro. I'm telling you.
Why?
Vibes.
24/7 loked out till you boked out.
It's his first time.
Dude, this guy's awesome.
This guy's a pro for, like, sticking around this fool.
Dude, they're both cool.
Festival.
Is he getting jumped into the Good Vibe Tribe tonight?
Like, way too many Good Vibe Tribes. Good all the Good Vibe Tribes.
On the dead fucking Lokes. Put that on the dead Lokes. Flipping it for the low. One, two. JK that.
Dude, no, we gotta stop playing this. This is like actually like somebody put this together. I feel bad just aping content.
But hey, look, if you're on TikTok, follow this guy right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, seriously, that's funny as fuck.
This guy's a champ. Hey. Go follow him.
That was my old life, now I'm new.
Yeah.
Slipping it, one, two.
Yeah.
Got my stizzy and my cell phone, what about you? Faded as fuck, what about you? Faded as fuck, what about you? I used to do drugs and shit.
Dude, do you think this is the greatest bit ever?
I know.
No, just think, like, he probably goes and does this with other drunk people.
He does.
Because
he's got a whole channel.
Well, this is a college town, I assume. I guess I don't know, but I assume it's a college town. He probably just goes around to like these bar areas and is like, okay, I'm going to wear a suit so people think I'm from the news or some shit. Even though they're probably filming on a phone.
Eyes too.
Yeah.
If he looks semi-professional, they're going to be like, oh my God, I'm going to be on TV.
And then they're drunk. So like they don't know better than to drunk? Never give an interview.
You think this person's drunk?
Are they not?
I think he's flying on those good vibes, Chris.
He could be flying
he's
on
in
good
those
vibes.
Good vibe tribes.
Ba-ba-da. Oh. What? No, this is genius. I hope
what do you
this
think about this?
More.
You like this segment, Chris? You think we should do more of these?
If you can find good ones, yeah.
Okay.
Just try not to find ones like this.
Try
I mean, we
not
can give
to?
Shit. Yeah, because
you want more cringe.
Yeah, like it's got to be cringe because again, this is like somebody's actually.
What's wrong with promoting these?
I don't think there's anything wrong with promoting it if you want to show a name, but I just don't want to play videos and be a react channel.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
If we're acting to cringe, like that's the comedy comes from us.
Right.
But this is just us being like, ha ha, that's a funny one.
Yes. Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. Play us out. Bye, guys. See you next week. That's not. Yay.